Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Renee. Welcome to another episode of Clairvoyant for the Soul. You get free angel messages and free psychic readings when you listen to my program live. Please go to my website, clairvoyantforthesoul.net, for further information. My name is Renee. I'm a clairvoyant. I have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio, which you listen to right now, with almost 6,000 listeners since I started in November last year. So thank you so much. Almost 6,000 people. That is ridiculous. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I specialize in channeling, love, relationships, pet psychic, connecting with spirits, lost items, tarot cards and horoscopes, medical intuitive, and I can communicate with those who have disabilities to help their families to understand them better as well. Sometimes when you have a disability, nobody gets it unless it happens to the other person. And having a disability, the person with the disability has to maneuver their life differently than a person that doesn't have it, and some people can't accept that truth. I look forward to help guide you on your journey of life. Please call 775-684-9690 to book your reading. My prices are as follows: $5 for 3 questions, $25 for an hour, $40 for 90 minutes. $40 gets you 90 minutes, or you could break it down into 3 half-hour sessions, and you have 2 weeks to use up the 3 half-hour sessions. On September 3rd, I will only have 2 prices and 2 prices only. $5 for 3 questions or $40 for 90 minutes. You still have that other option with the 90 minutes to break it down into 3 half-hour sessions. You have 2 weeks to use that up. This is for the change for my fall and winter price. Let's see. My birthday is on this coming up Friday. And I don't perform my radio show on Friday because I will be with my kids. My gift is being able to spend my birthday with family and friends. And I get to see my children, and all that matters is spending time with my children and my mom. And I want to be able to possibly go out to dinner with them on Friday night. And I would like to enjoy that tremendously. So I would like to work all day tomorrow to keep me occupied, to make the day go by really fast. Please purchase the reading and definitely help me out with that. Also, I normally don't do this, but I've been doing a crowdfunding to raise $5,000 by September 19th. And this is to help a couple of things. I owe some money to my lawyer for custody on October 1st, and I thought I had paid it off, but apparently I missed a couple. So I'm trying to raise as much money as I can by September 19th to pay that off. But another big thing for the crowdfunding is to either go big or go home. And I need to advertise. And there's a way to advertise really big, really fast, to get plenty of people to listen to my program, plenty of people to purchase readings. In order to do that, I have to advertise big or go home. So there's many options, but I have a way of advertising really big, and this can really help my business. So if you'd like to help support this, here are some ways that you can do this. You can simply purchase a reading. That will help tremendously. That will help raise the money. You can also do it for free by telling people where to go, which is clairvoyantforthesoul.net. That is my website. It has all my information there, and definitely check that out. I'm trying to raise enough money to be able to advertise really big and to have the perfect ad going so people know who I am, where they can come see my radio, listen to my radio show and get free psychic readings on my radio show, and then book private readings as well. Right now I don't have a waiting list, which is wonderful, but that can definitely change in the near future. Just so everybody is aware, within the next about two weeks or so, I will be taking a little hiatus, a couple days off, because I have a lot of work to do at the beginning of the month, and I will be doing local travel and such, so I won't be able to be around for private readings or my radio show for at least about four, between 3 to 7 days. It all depends upon how everything goes, and it's going to be a lot of work that I have coming up. So I haven't taken a mini vacation in a really long time, so I will be taking a break in the next 2.5 weeks or so. Today I want to talk a little bit before I get into the show. I do have my friend Linda here. She is one of my students I have been training and teaching on how to open up her third eye, and she's been here on numerous occasions, and she wants to work again. So what's going to happen is you will ask your question, and I'll be able to answer it first, and then she'll be able to give her information, and then we'll be able to do the angel messages as well, and I'll give the angel messages shortly thereafter. Linda does hers, and I'm here to validate for Linda as to what she picks up. If you ask a question and she answers it in a way where it has something to do with you, but it's not particularly with the question you want, that is because she picks up information, I pick up information, and that's how we roll. What I like to do is channeling. What channeling is being able to focus on a particular energy, and there's ways to focus. It's just like meditating. You pick up a topic or a place, and you draw yourself to it. So when you meditate, you're finding a realm to go into that is almost like reading a book. When you read a book, the author is describing you this world. Even if you've never seen the Harry Potter movies, but you started to read the books are incredible, and it takes you on this journey, and you create this place in your mind, and then you see it on film, and you're like, this is exactly what I was picturing. When I channel, I can channel topics and ideas, and I can channel spirits. When I channel celebrities that have crossed over, and I do my channeling series where I pick a certain celebrity to chit-chat with on my show, I did that earlier in the year, and it was fabulous. I close my eyes, and I draw them in, and I welcome them in with open arms, and just work really, really hard to channel. It doesn't hurt, but afterwards, it's a sense of relaxation. But it's almost like after I do my radio show, I take a little bit of breather to focus and to just stage myself of the energy that has been at me. I want people to know, too, that during the weekends, I will be doing 90-minute episodes. During the weekdays, I'll be doing 60-minute episodes because there are some days where there's like only 3 people available and such. We do right now have enough for a full show, so I'm going to get right into it. I have my friend, my student Linda, who's going to be helping and giving you a double dose of information, so be prepared for that. I'm going to get right into the rules and regulations. Don't ask a question you're not ready to hear the answers for, such as my spouse or partner cheating on me. If you're asking it, you're speculating it, so please don't shoot the messenger if I believe it's true. Don't ask a question you already have the answers for, like your favorite color, what you did last week, the last 4 of your social, because you know those answers. Sometimes people will say, well, what do you do for a living? And I say, well, I'm a clairvoyant, you know, like a psychic. Ooh, tell me what I'm thinking. That is one of the worst things you could start off by being introduced to a psychic, is saying, tell me what I'm thinking. We don't tell you what you're thinking. We pick up on the energy and vibe of what is coming off of you. We're not looking into your mind. We're looking into your energy. We're seeing if you're a good egg or a bad egg. We're trying to figure out what's going on with you. And in order to get those type of questions answered, such as your favorite color and stuff about you, you first need to make a connection with me. So if you want to talk about relationships and you go, yeah, I want to know if so-and-so is right for me, then we get into that connection. And then I start to pinpoint other stuff such as animals, spirits, and whoever comes through. That means when we do more than just a topic, that means that we have established a connection. That means if you're wanting a private reading, we have no issue with that. If the energy is kind of weird, that means our energies are not 100% there, but you need a little bit more trust. That's how you can tell when you're ready to purchase a reading from me. If you get your questions answered and then you pick up more information and you're drawn to me, that means at any time you're more than welcome to get a reading. If you're skeptical, it's all right. But please be open-minded to receive messages from Spirit. If you're skeptical, judgmental, and closed-minded all at the same time, I will not read you because it says, please, for the love of God, don't read me. But you saw the words angel messages, psychic reading, and clairvoyant and says, well, I don't like any of that, but I'm still going to see what's up anyways because I'm curious. Curiosity is the first step to realize that you were interested in something, but you don't want people to know that you're interested in it. Kind of like oddity thing. But please, if I call on you and you don't want a reading, just say, just listening, or don't say anything, or just keep yourself on mute as the best option for those that are not wanting anything more. This is episode 256, so that goes to show that I am doing something positive because I wouldn't be this far into it if I sucked at my job. I'm going to get right into the readings, and I'm going to invite Linda on. Give me 1 second. Linda, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
Awesome. You ready?
Yeah.
All righty. For those that don't know, Linda is a student of mine. She's been on quite a few times before, and what's going to happen is you're going to ask a question. I will go first and give you my information. Then, after that, Linda's going to give her information. And before you're done, I will ask if you would like a quick angel message. An angel message is simply, it's just like getting a fortune cookie, being able to get the information from angels. The angels can be angel of wisdom, heart, gratitude, healing, and more. The angel can also be a past loved one, a best friend, an animal, a celebrity. You never know which angel is going to take that message and want to give it to you. So let's get started. Area code 512, you're on the air. Hi, this is Renee and Linda. Who are you speaking with?
Hi, Renee and Linda. This is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. What's going on?
Hi, I was wondering about love relationship, if you see one coming my way.
Okay, for Yvonne, let's see. I actually feel it's there, but I feel like it's almost like you have to try really, really hard to get it. I would never suggest for you a dating site, but I feel like you have to really put yourself out there. The universe wishes, and we wish too, that we can just receive a knock at the door and says, hi, my name's Steve. I'm supposed to be dating you now, so welcome me in, please. We wish that could happen, but that's not how it works. We have to meet in the middle somewhere. So I do feel that you are going to meet someone, and it's not too far off into the distance, but they're showing me between January and June of next year of somebody for a relationship. But it's going to start off as a really good friendship. Is there any type of hobbies that you have that could be involved with like a group, whether it's like gardening, book club, something where there's a group of both sexes?
No, I garden at my house, but I don't do any group gardening.
Okay, well, it's kind of like, not necessarily a group gardening, it's more like people that come together and talk about gardening or something where there's a group of people that come together about a particular hobby or subject that they really enjoy. I just feel if you got into that, even if it was at church, a Bible study, something where you're able to mingle and connect as a friendship, I do see that happening. And it's between January and June of next year. Between now and January, there is a possibility of 3 people coming into your life for friendship, but I feel they're only good for friendship. But in between January and June, there's going to be somebody that you see as friends And you're like, man, this can go really far. So I definitely see that. But I'm going to look a little bit further. And they are showing me a roadblock. One roadblock. Did you have a really bad relationship that caused you to be very distant?
Yes, I guess. There is somebody I'm interested in.
Okay. What is their name?
Donna.
It's Donna?
I'm gay.
Okay. This is Donna. With Donna, I do feel that she is definitely open-minded for it. I do feel if you want to get closer to her, it's not an issue. But I do see three people coming in. I think that's why I was picking up more manly figures, because there are people that are gay, that lesbians, that have one that's more male-dominant and one that's more female-dominant. I feel that's what I was picking up of that type of energy. I do feel that Donna is a good candidate, but you want to make sure you just work with her and you can date her, go out, do stuff together, and see how she makes you feel. I do see her being open-minded to it. Linda, what do you have?
Hi, Yvonne. When I look at your
Hello.
I look at your love life, and I see that it's in the form of a chain, and this chain gives me a feeling of stability, and I get this feeling that you're, like, helping each other, you know. So how you're going to get to this love eventually is by helping everyone around you, you know. And one day when you meet that perfect person, you're just going to reach out a little bit to help, and they're going to be, you know, meeting you there. And at first, the color is pink, so I'm just looking at the timeline of the chain. It's like a chain, and at first it's pink, that's love. Then it's a big chunk of it, it's just nature, you know, it's brown, little gray on the edges of the brown, which is money, and the green feels nice, though. I think it's a positive for money, and, you know, later on there's a little bit of yellow, an argument about sexual stuff, and but in the end, it's going to be pink. I think that's towards what Renee said, the time you meet this person, and I see, you know, pink at the timeline. And then, you know, when Renee said she was going to look further into it, I did see that further down the road. I see you're going to be a little bit, you know, taken aback because this person, I don't know, I just see them smoking, and you're just a little bit, like, kind of shocked by that, but just a little bit, but you're just so in love with this person that it's just a side thing, that it shouldn't be too big of an issue, but it's just a little bit on the side.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely feel that. I definitely agree with Linda on what she's picking up, that when you do meet this right person, you're going to know. And the smoking vibe that I am picking up is there's some habits that this person will have that catches you off guard. So when you see smoking, it could be anything where she actually does smoke, but I'm not picking up that there is actual smoke. I just feel like there's some form of something that's going to come up that you're like, oh, wow, I had no clue. And you don't look at her any different, but you help her during the times of weakness. So she may have been an addict at one point, and you try to keep her at a good stability level.
Oh, are you talking about smoking pot or cigarettes?
It's not necessarily a smoking situation. I pick up that it's more so a habit that once was, which is no longer, but it's been talked about, such as if she has an alcohol issue, a drug issue, any type of abuse, something where it just comes together and you may look at her differently, but it doesn't matter because you don't look at her in a negative. You're like, oh, my God, honey, let me hold you. I'll take care of you. I don't care about that. I will keep you. I'll keep you safe and connected. So it's not necessarily smoking per se. It's something that happened to her or something that in the past That was shocking. That was the energy that came up with the smoking. It wasn't technically her smoking cigarettes or smoking a joint. It was just something that came up that says that there's something lingering on her, such as abuse, addiction, or other stuff that has happened in the past that she learned from her mistakes. So sometimes you got to keep someone straight to make sure they don't go down a bad path. Would you like an angel message?
Yes, I would love one.
Okay. The angel message for you is kicking back and relaxing is what you want to do. Is sometimes our bodies can be overstressed and overworked, and if we even feel like we need a time to regroup and relax, we feel like we're not accomplishing anything because we're busy bodies. So they're saying make sure you take time for yourself. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say no for those that always say that you always say yes to. You don't want to be put in a position where you put too much on you. So they're saying it's okay if you need a time for yourself. It's okay to spoil yourself. But remember that one day that you are going to have someone that will spoil you. And it's going to feel odd when somebody wants to take care of you, especially being independent for so long. When you're an independent woman and you have to share that, it's really difficult. It can be very difficult to experience when you get to share it and they treat you with respect and vice versa. But at the beginning, you feel like weird if they're buying you stuff or if they're trying to treat you well because it's new and you're not accustomed to it, but you're going to love it. So when you are ready for that next step, which I do believe you are ready to have love and to be loved. And one thing that is important is to love yourself too. Thank you so much for calling. If you want to do a private reading, I do have availability all day tomorrow.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Please go to my website, clairvoyantforthesoul.net, for further information. It has my prices and such. I will not have a show on Friday because I will be with my kids, and that also happens to be my 34th birthday. Can't believe I'll be 34 years old. And one thing that I'm wanting to do is all day tomorrow to be as busy as possible to book those readings. So that way I could take my family out for a lovely dinner, and I can't wait for that. I can't wait to see my kids. Knowing I have a visit on my birthday is priceless, and knowing on the 14th of September I have a very special visit because my oldest daughter is going to be 11 years old, so I get to experience that too. I have open availability. It is $5 for 3 questions, $25 for an hour, or $40 for 90 minutes. You can break down the $40 for 90 minutes into two sections, which is either a full 90 or 3 half-hour sessions. You have 2 weeks to use them up. So if you're interested, please go to my website, clairvoyantforthesoul.net, for further information. Next caller is going to be from area code 805. Hi, I'm Linda. Who are we speaking with?
It's Donna. Hi, Renee. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hey, Donna. What's going on?
Good. Well, I wanted to know, I'm going to leave my house for a month. I'm going on a couple little trips, mm-hmm. and I'm going on a retreat and going to visit my mother and all. And I just want to know, do you see me meeting anybody on this venture of mine where I'm taking off for a month, or I'm going to Vegas in December? I'm going to
Vegas
for Christmas.
Okay. When you go for the retreat, there is a possibility of meeting somebody there, but I also see it being warm and fuzzy. So I do see you being very approachable, very friendly, and being open-minded. So when you're on this retreat and on vacation, be very approachable, where it's kind of like when someone sees you, smile with your eyes. Because that really wakes people up when you see somebody and you light up. When you light up for someone, they're going to go, wow, they're interested. They're really nice. They're really nice people. I don't feel there is a possibility where during the retreat that you will exchange phone numbers, information to a couple people. But I feel it's more so it's difficult because there is a travel with it, so they're not local for you. But I do feel it's not too far off. But they are showing me Vegas has a better option for you to meet somebody that really catches your fancy. I do see Vegas as an opportunity. There's plenty of opportunities to meet people, but Vegas seems to have that extra something. You're going to love Vegas, by the way. Vegas is amazing. I live in Nevada, but everyone's like, oh, you're in Vegas? I go, no. I'm about 10 hours driving from Vegas. I'm more up northern by Reno. I'm about an hour, 10 minutes from Reno. So it's not too bad. I've been to Vegas on numerous occasions, and you're going to have the best time. But make sure when you want to gamble that you have a budget, because it can be a little bit overwhelming. You're like, I want to do more. Make sure you don't get that addictive bug. Because once you have that, it is very difficult to pull back. I know that because at one point I was hooked. That was my stress reliever. And I'm trying to avoid it as much as the plague, and it's everywhere in Nevada. You can't even go to Walmart without having, or even the grocery store without having a casino right there.
Unbelievable.
Linda, what do you have?
Thank you.
Well, when I see this retreat, I see the personal, interpersonal relationships as you guys forming a mountain, and it's a small mountain, and you're going to meet just about two groups or two people that are really, you're just going to be involved with two people, and there's like a whole bunch, like a whole crowd, but then you specifically don't go to these two people. And then I see that in the future, you're going to have it just comes up as little rocks, you know, like a rock here, a rock there, just kind of a little bit here. Maybe I think you guys are staying in touch, but you're going to staying in touch one day, and I see you finally meeting someone else, another person, or I feel like it's a person, but this person seems like a mountain, you know, and this person is shaped coming from the opposite side of the Vegas. Vegas is from it's on the bottom there's a line from the top left to the bottom right, and the mountain is on the bottom portion, but this future person is gonna, down the line in a few while, it's gonna be in the upper portion, you know, from upper right instead of the bottom left, and that's a bigger amount of time, but it's gonna still gonna end one day though, but it's gonna be a big thing though.
Yes.
What do you mean by one day? I don't understand that. What do you mean?
I see it. It's major, but then it's gonna trail a little bit. There's still a little rock there, for him, or I think it's a him, but empty. But he's gonna stay at the top. I see he's still going to stay there. Wow, I was just looking at the middle, but on the top, he's still going to form, it's like a long connection, so he's going to be there. So I see their entire connection as rocks, you know, mountains.
Yeah. One thing, too, that I am picking up is with the situation with the rocks, I do feel you'll exchange information and then being able to do something together behind closed doors with other people from this retreat and saying, we're going to gather here to do our own little thing and just keeping in touch. And the thing where it does end is that when I see a tunnel, it's either a white light, a cement wall, or a brick wall. I don't see the walls, but I see the light. And what means eventually it does come to an end, and that's with death. So you will meet these people. They will be in your life till death. And then when we all go, we all end up coming back together with those people that meant the most to us when we were alive. So it's a beautiful concept. Would you like an angel message?
Yes, please.
Okay. Your angel message is being able to relax is one thing, but being able to have the time to relax is another. We have time to go to bed every night, but sometimes it's like there's not enough date and enough time to even have that. So they're trying to say if you get on a regular nighttime routine to be able to say, okay, at nighttime, at this time I start winding down, I turn off the television, I take a shower, I put my PJs on, and I go to bed. Having that routine gives you more opportunities to regulate yourself. Getting more sleep is amazing. And I feel that the retreat's going to help you learn how to meditate a little bit further and such. I do feel you're going to go very far, but make sure that you make time for yourself to get some rest, because you're going to be busy for like that next month when you're going to be going on vacation. Yeah. You're going to be like, I need a vacation from this vacation. So remember to take time for yourself and sleep when you can, but try to sleep more than 5 hours. You need a good night of at least 7 hours to sleep.
Yeah,
I see something else. I see the Vegas thing, like, you know, dwindling, but then later it's gonna come big though. It's gonna like take up the entire thing of the mountains, like the entire thing. At first it was just half and half, you know.
Mm-hmm. So does that
mean Vegas is going to be there,
that it will continue on, right? The relationship.
Yeah, I was just seeing the entire timeline, and it's a long time, so that's why I didn't see the later part, because I was just focused on, I was trying to see, but it's like such a long stretch, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and if you want to book a private reading, I have availability. Thank you so very much. I can't believe
Happy
I'm going
to
be 34.
To you, and enjoy your kids on your birthday. All right.
Oh, thank you so much. They're my blessings. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Like she said, it's my birthday on Friday. I will not be here for my birthday. I won't be here on Friday. Every other Friday I don't have my show because of my children. And I just happen to be blessed that this Friday is my birthday, and one of my gifts is being able to spend my time, my birthday, with my children. I wouldn't want it any other way. I am in the process of wanting to fill my spots for tomorrow to make sure that I can really have a great birthday for Friday and spend time with my kids and such. So if you'd like to help me with that, or if you just want to simply donate donate money, that's fine too, for a birthday, that's perfectly fine. When people donate, I still want to do something in return, so if you donate, you get a reading as well. Whew. I found a moment of weirdness just now. Okay. The next caller is going to be from area code 575. Hi, on there is Renee and Linda. Who are we speaking with? Hello? Area code 757.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, doing good. What would you like us to focus on for you? What is your name?
My name is Lakeisha, and first off, I want to say happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Make sure you celebrate
the
whole entire month. Make sure you celebrate the whole entire month.
On August 4th, I went and saw a David Bowie impersonator, and that in itself was amazing. And I'm so happy. It was amazing.
I can imagine a David Bowie impersonator, because David Bowie is pretty awesome. So hopefully that person did David Bowie justice.
Oh, and the amazing thing is this David Bowie impersonator actually worked with David Bowie back in the early 2000s, because he not only does he sound like him, but he looks just like him. And
wow.
I met him too, and I was in awe. I felt like that David was really, and his name is David too. So it's overwhelming. What would you like to focus on for you?
Well, I know my guy is out there. I just want to know a little bit of information about him. You know, what, where will, would I possibly meet him? What would he look like? Does he come from good family?
Okay. One thing I do know, his family background is a bit heavy. I do feel there is a situation where there's, like, broken home and some issues. I do feel this particular guy that's going to come forward has had a bad rap in the past, but he's definitely not too bad. I do see him, it's like when you go down a bad road and you have something that lifts you up, I do feel the church has lifted him up because he's showing me Sunday best. So to me, Sunday best is you're sharp, you use the God's words and Jesus Christ and all that. So it really does matter. So he is a really good support system. I do see this man coming to you. Do you happen to go to church?
I do go to church. However, I've been a slacker. I haven't been to church as consistently as I would this year.
Okay.
If it was last year, yeah, I would have told you I was in church at least 3 or 4 Sundays, you know, every month. But this year, I've probably not been the best Christian.
Oh, it's one thing that matters is you don't necessarily have to go to church to be able to be respected for God and for Jesus Christ and all that. All you have to do is be godly-like, be positive in your life, to help others, and just show that positive light. And they know that you're doing well. They know that you're sending their words to other people, not saying, like, you're going to go to hell if you do bad. It's basically like, I will help you out of a tight bind, and you do right for people. And I do see you meeting him at some sort of social gathering dealing with church. So if there is something in the area dealing with, like, if they, sometimes churches run, like, spaghetti socials, pancake Sunday things, Sunday pancake breakfast stuff, definitely give it a try. But they're showing me it's not too long. They're saying between October, November, December, and January, there's like 5 different times when you're going to meet somebody by chance. And I do feel it's not particularly, there's a couple that are not from or meeting at church. It's just being out in the public eye. So if you know in your area where there's a lot of things for the community to come together, an ice cream social, spaghetti dinner, something where you can go be supportive in the community and communicate with the people that are at your tables and such, and be more involved with that. And I do feel you'll be able to meet plenty of people in that. The energy that I am picking up is he's never toxic, but I feel like he does have a consistency with not wanting to be late, always wanting to look good, and making sure his woman is looking sharp too. I do feel that he will spoil, but not over spoiled. So don't be like, I need $1,000 to get my hair and nails done this month. And he goes, here you go, baby, there you go. It's more like when he does the positives, you're like, oh, you didn't have to. You want to make sure that you don't get accustomed to being spoiled. It's going to feel weird. But then you're like, why is he doing this? And there are some people that get too cocky with it. But also I am picking up a description. I do see tall, dark, and handsome. And I do see African-American descent. I do see dark eyes, dark hair. He is a tall man, but he's also big. He's not fat, but he does have a gut. But it's more like a hard gut. I feel like he could be a bouncer, too. He may be a big, hard outer shell, but he's a teddy bear. He is the most nicest person on the face of the planet. At one point, he was a hostile person, but everybody goes through that I'm going to be a little shit phase. So it is definitely a huge to-do. But they're showing me by from October, November, December, January is when you're going to be meeting some people that are interest for love. Linda, what do you have?
I feel like his parents came from middle class, doing a little bit better, like a little bit higher middle class. But I do feel his parents are like separated, like not close, just really like there's a line between them. And the thing is, his mom is like so much light, so full of light, but he's just not in the light of his mom. I see him in the shadow of his father, so I think he was influenced by his father a lot. So I think he might have been like close to his father or living with his father. So I do see him proposing to you, and you will be like, oh my god, yes. And this guy, I just feel like in his head or his energy just shows he is kind of like, I feel like he's like a really objective person who's like just have nothing on his mind most of the time. Just like kind of empty, like nothing on his mind. And I do see later on, after a while, after you get married, or after he proposes, I do see him be more light. Like there's gonna be more color, like more white around him, and he's gonna be almost like feel like he's gonna go powerful. He's gonna try, you know, to like, it feels like it's just a giant sweep of like wanting to like shine, and it's just like so feels so light, like so like airy, like light, and it's white later on, so it's gonna be really good with him.
Yes. When she's referring to the white, it's the chakra, which when you see white for the chakra, it's positive. There are some people out there that have different colors. I use the basic colors of the rainbow. I taught Linda how to use the chakra method to read people. For example, the basic colors of the rainbow start from the top of the head down to your crotch, and it's in the center of your body. And if something is out of line, the color will pop out of line. And it's usually about three colors. And if I see red, it's negative. If I see blue, it could be either depression or moving. So I can feel the vibe of it. But with white, it's positive, pure, happy. Yes, it's a good thing. Would you like an angel message?
I want to add before you do that.
Yeah.
I want to say that he has emptiness in his head, almost like he doesn't have like a goal, you know, like something meaningful to live towards. He's gonna find that later, like when he has this why, but it's not like extremely meaningful, but it's gonna be like enough that it's gonna be light, you know.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm done.
Okay. One thing, let me decipher what she just said. With not being, like, goal-oriented, it's like the one thing that's missing is something to strive for, and I do feel that you would definitely feel that need for him. Would you like an angel message?
Sure.
Okay. The angel message for you is wow, wow, wow. Okay, there is a spirit that's coming through. There's actually several that are coming through. You have Richard Pryor and Aretha Franklin coming through to give the message. So that is a very true honor. Aretha Franklin says, this guy that's going to come in and sweep you off your feet is going to give you the biggest respect in the world. And you're like, where have you been my whole life? He is the type of person where you could spend eternity with. So you'll definitely meet your match. Richard Pryor says, he's a character of wisdom and heart, but he is very funny, very down to earth, and definitely charming. But remember that you have to have trust and communication to make it work. And one thing that's big is he is a charmer, and he does have females that are around him, but they're not after him. So just remember that he does have a lot of female friends, and they don't think that they're trying to get in bed with him, because I feel he's not that type of person. When he's with somebody, he's with someone. As long as you can make him fully happy, you'll be very fine with him. And I do see that going far. Thank you so much for calling. If you want to book a private reading, I do have availability, and I have it all day tomorrow, so just give me a call if you're interested, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Have a great night.
You too. Have a great night.
Thank you. I will not be available on Friday, but I will be back tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for another episode of Clairvoyant for the Soul. During the weekday, I only do one-hour shows, but the weekends, I do 90-minute episodes for Saturdays and Sundays, because there's a lot of people that are off on that time. I tried to do a 90-minute episode yesterday, and I had to cut it short because there wasn't enough people in the queue, and it was a Tuesday, so yeah. I have open availability for readings all day tomorrow and Friday up until 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Friday just so happens to be my birthday, and I would love to be able to take my family out to dinner and have a little bit of fun and exciting stuff, so please help, and all you have to do is keep me busy all day tomorrow, and I'll be able to do it. Purchase a private reading. They're $5 for 3 questions, $25 for 60 minutes, or $40 for 90 minutes. You have 2 options with the $40 one, which is a full 90, or you can break it down into 3 half-hour sessions, and you have 2 weeks to use them up. You can also gift one of them to 1 half-hour session to somebody you know. Next caller is going to be from area code 347. Hi, you're on there with Renee and Linda. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Renee and Linda. This is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. What's going on?
Hi, I wanted you guys to look into my love life for me, and if you see anything for me and Mark in Florida. My birthday is Monday, so I want to wish you early happy birthday also, Renee. I'll be celebrating my
birthday. Happy birthday to you, too. Happy birthday to you, too, and thank you.
Yeah, I hope to speak to you on my birthday. All right.
Yeah. Okay, with Mark, when was the last time you spoke with Mark?
It's been about 3 weeks, so that's why I said love life in general for him, because I don't know if you guys will pick up anything about him, but it's been about 3 weeks. I keep thinking of him.
I keep feeling that Mark is really difficult to get through. I keep feeling that you are going to meet somebody in New York, and the weirdest thing is between New York and Georgia versus Florida. Florida was fine, but your body was like, we wanted to see if it could work out, if it could happen. But having a love from long ago and then having distance and having love as an adult with a person can be two different things. And I do feel Mark as an adult is very different. There's some stuff that's about that you're not too thrilled with, such as his daughter's being, it's a big connection thing and he's raising his kids and all that. But I do feel with the guy from New York, he's very strong-witted, very happy, content, and I keep seeing Halloween and your work and having him come in due to a silly incident. And I see, like, him dressed up as, like, a pumpkin or something really silly. And you're like, oh, my God, this is the cutest, funniest thing, but I will check you in, no problem. And I just see it being pretty hysterical. And it's a silly injury, and it's nothing too big, but I feel afterwards, before he leaves, he sees you, and he exchanges information with you, like, hey, are you seeing anybody? Are you single? Because I just see you being able to be very, I see a connection there. Linda, what do you have?
I see that, you know, I looked at what's going to happen, you know, and it's already a long stretch, and this long stretch I see you being a little bit wider and Mark being a little bit, like, duller, you know. I think he's struggling, having difficulties, and you guys are, like, you do meet halfway, and I do see he's, like, happy about, like, your birthday, like, after, even a little bit after, he's gonna be happy about your birthday. Maybe, like, you'll, like, get together or even talk about it. I feel like you're gonna connect. I feel like you're gonna meet somehow, like, after your birthday, and he's gonna be so happy for you. But anyway, like, later down the line, I'm just looking in the future, and it's just dark, and then you're gonna end. I see an ending, like, abrupt ending, like that, and then I do see, and I'm seeing, like, each increment, you know, that, so that's a long stretch, what, like, one chunk of time. I'm not sure how long that is. I'm not sure. I don't like to guess numbers, but I'm not sure whether that's, like, a year. So I'm seeing, like, one chunk by another chunk, like, later, and, like, I see so many colors in the future, and sometimes you're, like, really, like, just, I see, like, colorful colors, and the funny thing is, though, like, with a future guy you'll meet, like, it's just like the previous guy. It's like these guys, I see a little bit yellow, and these guys are like asking, why can't we have more sex? But that's just kind of funny. But in the future, I see just you continuing with this person. I do see that. Like, I see it by increment, you know, like really long increment, and it might be like by year. And you just keep on going with this one person, and it's like white in the middle with you guys. Each being together, I just feel like this numbness, you know, you're just so in love with him, and it's positive because your love is like white with him, so that's good. But it's just going to be like 1 year in the future that's a little bit dark for you, but I mean, your love is going to be like so white, but like you're just going to have a little bit of a difficulty like in the future for a bit, and after that, just a cloudy feeling. I'm not sure like what you can do to relieve the hardship, you know, just going to be a little bit black for some increments, and maybe you could practice like gratitude. That's one way of maybe clearing up the bad karma or the sick energy, just see the difficulty or the black negativity like for one increment and a little bit after that.
Yeah, it's definitely going. I'm in agreement with Linda with everything she said. I do feel that you're going to have positives with Mark, negatives with Mark, and I keep feeling like he's going to make contact soon, and I just feel like when it does, there's some togetherness where you may say, can I please come see you? And I just feel like it's possible that he may, I don't think he'll come up to see you per se, but I feel like meeting, I do see like a meeting, another meeting. Do you want to have an angel message?
I do, and so you guys see it ending though with Mark, like it's not going to last with him?
Yeah, Mark, I see.
I see like in the end, like right before you break up, your side is going to be yellow, and you're going to argue about something about money. You're going to be like, it's my money, you know. Maybe it's like something, your side is going to be like financial reasons, and his side is, he's going to be like, that's my money. I think that's your argument. That's causing the breakup in the end.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, some people end up arguing over the money. And I just got word about if you move to Georgia, it's a positive that if you decide to do that, being able to be closer to Florida because you're, like, right there. And it would be closer that you wouldn't necessarily have to drive down, but you'd be able to, the flight wouldn't be that bad. So it wouldn't be a bad deal to go to Georgia. But your angel message is this. They hear your prayers that you want to have love and you want to have you want that responsibility of a car, because once you have a car, you have freedom, having your own place, being able to be independent. You want children. You want that whole thing, and you want it now. But sometimes you get handed certain cards in life where you get unexpected stuff, and having this opportunity with possibly moving to Georgia, that is where I feel it is possible for you to meet somebody that is very much where you want it to be. The guy in New York, he's there in the meantime before you decide to move to Georgia. I would suggest moving to Georgia before winter or doing it in the spring of next year, so that way there's no weather issues. And I do feel the move, when you decide to do the move, because it's not if, it's when. When you move to Georgia, it's really going to help go far. You're going to feel this warm and inviting time. It's a whole new ball game. And the men in Georgia are different from the men in New York. They're not so hardcore. They're very relaxed. They're nice southern men. Not rednecky, but they're southern, like southern comfort to me, which is like Southern Belle, respected. There's a respect there. So definitely everything's going to fall into place, and you are going to have what you need.
I worry about moving to Georgia with my father's family, though, because there's a lot of women on that family, including my mother, my stepmother and stepsister, and they love, including them and all the other women. They're very social, and they like to talk and talk about other people and other people, other women in a family, and I'm not that social, and I don't like all that female energy around me, so I worry about being around them, like the judgment and the questions.
In order for you to do this, you would have to be able to, not necessarily roll with them, but you don't want to be the black sheep where you go there and you're not social. You have to be able to put your foot in the door. It's almost like being put in a position of being in school for the first time. When I lived in Massachusetts for 16 years of my life, and then I moved to Nevada when I was 16 years old. And I had nobody out here. I had my mom and my stepfather and my grandparents, but I didn't have any friends. So I had to go to school junior and senior year. And I had to step in and I knew nobody. I created my own friends. I had friends. It was wonderful. But that first initial having to talk to somebody is where you need to go. You need to start being able to be more vocal with people, making small talk, because these women are loud and proud to let you know. But they're not evil. They're not evil people, but you have to be able to get their humor and get their words. They're not there to hurt you. They're there to interact with you. And you have to be able to just talk, because your energy is so tight and stressed. I do run a class. It's $50. And what I'll do for you is I have two classes, which is a meditation class and self-esteem class. It's $50. I will combine the two, and it's only $50. And it can help you reinvent yourself, and I can work with you. And it's a once-a-week call for an hour, and it's for 12 weeks, and you could really just do justice with it. So if you're interested, it's available whenever you're ready.
All right. And the periods where you see surrounding the darkness periods that you were saying that you see my heart being surrounded by for a while, like that kind of scares me. So you see me going through more darkness surrounding my heart, like in increments.
That's not gonna be in a while.
Oh
yeah, your heart is there's like a wall with your heart, so you want to break it down, and I can help break that wall that is blocking you from enjoying love, appreciating love. I know you want love, but you have to break that wall that is preventing you from having a voice, for having a backbone. I never had that before, but once I found my backbone with this character that I built within myself called Autumn, David Bowie helped me get me out of that, to get me into a character that I needed to reinvent myself. And it worked for me. And you need to do that, too, to be able to say, this is who I am. I am Tamika, but you're not going by this new character's name. You're giving her a name. You're giving her a responsibility. You're giving her an attitude, but it's an attitude that people can roll with. I look at a video of myself about two years ago. I saw it yesterday, and I wanted to cry, and I'm like, I feel so sorry for that woman, and it was me. I was upset because I was homeless, I was going through a divorce, I was scared, and I was going through spiritual awakening. I was scared shitless, and I needed someone to raise me from prison to get me out of hell. So it was a big to-do. I will help you get where you need to go. So if you're interested, that is available. I do have to let you go. I have about a minute or so left on my show. Thank you so much, Tamika. I wish you the best of luck. If you need help, let me know, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Thank you so much, Linda. You are wonderful. You were spot on. Your energy level is so wonderful. I do appreciate you coming on my show, and thank you so much again, Linda, for coming through.
Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. You have yourself a great night, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Please check out my website, clairvoyantforthesoul.net. It has my prices, my information, my phone number, and more. So if you're interested, definitely check that out. Let's see. I have 30 seconds remaining on my program. I will be back tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for an hour episode. Please show up about 5 minutes before showtime to get yourself in the queue. We have enough people, more than enough people to do my show today, so thank you so very much. I will be back tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a great day. God bless and good night.